This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for September 16th, 2010. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. An enterprise defense in-depth strategy should include security tools that monitor, prevent, alert, encrypt, and quarantine data from leaving your network, as well as processes put in place to monitor the web for sensitive data that may have leaked. In this tip, David Sherry discusses how to assemble the right Web 2.0 security toolset. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. How to Build a Toolset to Avoid Web 2.0 Security Issues, written by David Sherry. The collaborative, interactive nature of Web 2.0 technology has great appeal for business. Companies of all sizes and verticals are taking full advantage of social networking sites. These include free online services and other collaborative Web 2.0 platforms. While interactivity is both exciting and motivating, losses in productivity, vulnerabilities to data leaks, and increased security risks in Web 2.0 are a triple threat to enterprises. CISOs must find the delicate balance between security and the business need for these tools, enabling their use in such a way that it will reduce the risk of data loss and reputational harm. However, because of the rapidly evolving technologies of Web 2.0, time-tested security methods may not be the best defense in guarding against attacks and data loss. Traditional web filtering, a primary defense against web threats for many enterprises, is not an adequate defense against Web 2.0 security. Protocols such as AJAX, SAML, and XML create problems for threat detection. Also, RSS and rich internet applications are entering directly into networks, and non-static web content makes identification difficult. Finally, user-generated content is hard to contain. In addition to traditional defenses, such as standard image, IDS, IPS, bandwidth shaping, antivirus and anti-malware, and firewall rule sets, many CISOs are turning to data loss prevention, DLP, technologies to mitigate the threat of data loss. But they are also finding that these emerging technologies are not plug-and-play. One must always remember the importance of striking a balance between speed, accuracy, and adequate coverage when deploying either a network-based, host-based, or data identification DLP product. Get more advice on Web 2.0 security toolsets from David Sherry after a quick word from CertSecurity.com.
Is your application layer a gateway for malware, a superhighway for hackers to enter your network? It doesn't have to be. Learn how to keep your application infrastructure safe in CertSecurity.com's Security School lesson, Securing the Application Layer. You'll learn how to secure naming and directory services to create greater defense in depth, as well as the top five ways to fix application vulnerabilities without touching code. Check it out today at CertSecurity.com/application layer. That's CertSecurity.com/application layer.
DLP content analysis products offer various Web 2.0 security options. The differences and similarities must be understood in order to implement a product that matches the business needs. DLP analysis techniques include pattern-based searches using regular expressions, fingerprinting by searching elements of actual databases, exact file matching, statistical analysis to search for content that may resemble sensitive data, document matching for complete files, analysis of lexicons, and vendor-supplied categories to address regulatory mandates. It's not one size fits all. The technique you choose depends on the data you are charged with protecting. How can security pros get their arms around Web 2.0 security? Think holistically and broadly. It's okay to embrace Web 2.0, but proactively identify the risks and create a Web 2.0 security toolset to maximize its benefits. That toolset should feature a documented strategy based upon business objectives, clearly indicating what content to allow, what to block, and who should have access and when. New policies should be developed, or a current policy should be updated, and they should be clear and enforceable. After your policies are in place, focus on preventing any information from exiting your network. Your toolset must include technology that can monitor, prevent, alert, encrypt, and quarantine as needed for your strategy. Deploy a product that is capable of stopping sensitive data from leaving via your outbound mail system. Be sure to have it act in real time in order to avoid affecting employee or business productivity. Finally, even with all of these controls in place, data and information will inevitably find its way to the internet. Enterprises should remain vigilant and scouring the internet regularly for any information that may be sensitive in nature. Using reputation protection services, internal monitoring programs, or simply performing web searches for keywords and key phrases can be essential in identifying and addressing instances when company information is made available via social networking communities, either inadvertently or intentionally. As with all emerging technologies, Web 2.0 and its related components are advancing rapidly. Security professionals need to remain aware of the risks and defenses associated with them. Policy, technology, and architecture to defend against the risks must be addressed proactively and can be used by a CISO to further solidify their value to the business. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.